Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Where Have You Been podcast. I have two special guests here with me tonight, Clark, also known as Che Gruvera, and Rant and Raven here. Say hello, introduce yourselves.
Bonjour.
Hello.
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 The second one is Che Carpes. Che Carpes. Pull up a chair, why don't you guys? Let's do it. Well, since it's the Where Have You Been podcast, Raven, where were you when you first discovered your passion for music?
Passion for music?
Yes, your passion for music, Ranton Raven.
Well,
where were you when you first went on stage as like with a band name or
that's,
with a band?
That's a different question than when I found my passion in music.
Yeah, it is. Start with that one.
Well, my mom was part of Hill Air Force Base, and she did music for them. She would show us Hill Air Force Base as like one of those singers, you know what I mean? And she always had a karaoke machine, and she would just sing like countless songs, and I was like a really, really little kid, and I would just be sitting there listening to her do it, and so I decided to like sing along. And the first time that I realized that I might be good at it was when I was like 8 years old and we were camping and I was singing Styx Renegade.
Camping, like, singing Styx Renegade.
Yeah, and I had headphones on and I was like in the camper and I was like singing it to myself, and my mom came in and she's like, "You have a really nice voice."
Oh yeah,
yeah. And I was
moms
like,
are always like that. I love it.
And you know, she didn't even know that I wanted to be in music or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when like I really was like, oh man, like music is really fun to sing. And so you know, as I got older, I got into musicianship, and I got into frontmen a lot, like of the 60s. Like Jim Morrison was one of my favorites because not only the weird words and dimensions that he could put you in, but also the expression of the person. And it meant more to me, you know, like, than as an outburst, you know, celebrations, like, ancient.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really pulled me in as far as music, like, being 14, I was like...
Yeah, it's chanting. It's, like, been around for a while, and chanting things, and...
Well, not just like incantations. I mean, like, you can, I don't know, man. It's about being a force in nature, I guess. You know, like the sun.
Yeah.
Or like something with gravity, you know, that really truly pulls you in. That's beyond like what they could sell, you know, beyond like posters or anything. But like something for your brain, something for your soul, something that shakes your very soul. It isn't just like a poster or the merchandise that you get, like, to prove you're a band hardy motherfucker, but like actually to soak in the words and to experience them while you're walking around at midnight as a 14-year-old kid who snuck out of their house and the moon is full and all you have is like your weed that you smoked out of a can and you're high as shit because you barely did it, and you're walking down, you know, and you have your headphones blasting in your ear like your favorite music, and it just sets the fucking tone.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, this night is mine.
You guys have both been there, Clark. You just got back from Florida.
Clark did get back from Florida.
You've been fucking jamming out, street performing with your guitar and fucking what else? What's all the instruments you bring out on the streets with you?
I got loop pedal, RC-505, Roland Axe guitar, some other keyboard, drum pad, Novation circuit, turntables. With the acapellas running through it, and just making beats, and bass, guitar.
Bass, yeah, you get down on bass. Is that your favorite one? To like, well, you can you basically do all of them at once. You loop that shit.
I walked into a guitar center once when I was 13 with my brother, and he was gonna buy a guitar. We're in like Mormon family, so, but like, he went in there and I pointed at an instrument. I said, "What's that? That's what I want to play." you said it's a bass. I didn't know like what a guitar. That might have been like the technical word for guitar. Because I was like, oh, I want one of those because they like look the same. And so my mom got me a bass, and we're like in a. We're not rich or anything, so she got me a bass. So my brother's like, well, it costs like $300, so you better learn how to play that and not make it like a waste of money. So that's where I started playing music.
How old were you when you started playing bass?
Like 12.
12?
Yeah.
Fucking ugly.
So ugly's the cat, kind of, by the way. She
wanders in. Oh, yeah.
Ugly.
Sorry, everybody. Cat affection, everybody will understand.
This cat loves us, dude.
And then
she brings us dead birds.
Yeah.
She's very predator like.
Yeah, I quit music for 5 years. All together. Once.
You know, it's really funny how me and Clark met.
How did you guys meet?
Well, like, how we became friends is interesting, because we met at one location along the way, like, early with Chris and stuff.
Oh, right.
And then, like, years went by, and I had moved to Arizona and moved back, and it was, like, at the bus stop outside of my house, because I worked at the liquor store in Sugar House, Utah.
Oh, right, I remember that.
And so I was outside, and he was at the bus stop, and he had, like, shaved head. Like, it's so funny, we have pictures back, and I took black and white pictures of us. Like, remember when your head was shaved and you were in, like, my pirate jacket, like, up in my loft apartment when I first moved back, 2013?
And the Billy Corgan look.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. It was fucking funny, dude. And,
the
like,
gold chain.
It was crazy. And, like, he admitted me, and he gave me his number and stuff, and I was like, hey, you're fucking weirdo, you know?
Like, let's hang out.
Yeah, I was like, right now? All right. And then, like, it was so funny. I had the shittiest equipment back then. Like, I had, like, a fucking really shitty PV amp.
Well, I didn't even have a bass yet.
Yeah, I know. Like, right? Like, we didn't even have, we didn't have anything. And throughout the years, you know, like, me and Clark were, like, you know, he had joined me in a couple different projects. And it was pretty fun. We used to hang out around the greenhouse crowd.
I remember those days, yeah. Open mic nights.
Yeah, I like shattered my feet.
That was
Veronica Harper.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Couldn't even do a headstand back then.
Yeah, no.
How long were you in a wheelchair for that?
Yeah, for a year.
No, it was like probably 4 months.
Really? Oh, yeah, it's 4 months.
Yeah, because Tia took care of me, too. I used to go hang out with Tia.
Yeah,
remember? She lived down the street from
there.
Well,
you weren't even supposed to be walking on it anyway after 4 months. You're supposed to wait, like, 3 more months.
No, I got to the point where I could, like, oh, dude, my knees got so bruised because I crawled everywhere. Like,
oh, man.
Literally, I crawled everywhere.
Around your house and shit?
Yeah, like, I had to, dude, when I took, like, showers and shit, I had to, like, hang my feet outside of the
bathroom. Oh, man.
It was crazy. It was so weird. It was, like, one of the weirdest points of my life.
Feet injuries, even toes, man, are, like, so, like, you get a bad toe injury that, like, prevents you from walking. Remember when I fucked my toe up? And
that guy threw me the fuck out of XY's place on St. Patrick's Day aggressively twice.
Oh, yeah.
You deserve that.
That was, how long ago was that St. Patrick's Day? Is that 3/14?
Probably 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Wasn't like 2 weeks, 2.5?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my fingers.
St. Patty's Day. Hey, we had an elaborate ass plan, though.
Yeah, but then you went and blew it because you fucking...
Well, I don't know what I did, but I would imagine...
Why don't you know what you did?
Clark walks in with a fucking pizza. What? Yeah. Delivery for Gage.
Yeah.
I said Gabe. Yeah. Wait, or Gage or something like that.
We
he's like, my name's
the
Gage.
Fuck out of the bartender
because like, yeah,
he didn't have an ID.
That's okay.
It worked, and then...
They started serving me, and by then it's over. You know, and it's like...
Yeah, but then you creeped out chicks, and they told you to get lost.
Well, we don't know the real reason why they threw me out, because I can't remember, and I was the only one there.
So. But I heard it from your own lips. Like,
no, I said there's the possibilities that... Different possibilities in the realm of things. Like, maybe
But ultimately, you know why you got kicked
Maybe
out.
Maybe it's because I was like mouthing this off about how cool I am for getting in without an ID to every single person in the bar. Yeah, I could say a lot of things about you, Raven.
It was St. Patrick's Day. It was a fucking... Okay. If we weren't getting drunk and fucking hammered and throwing up, Raven was throwing up.
I did puke. I quietly puked in the corner in a garbage can because I coughed too hard.
If none of those things happened that night, it wouldn't have been a St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I wasn't tossed. I left of my own accord and drove home. Like, I just coughed wrong, so I puked up all the pizza that Clark had.
He gave it to me for free.
Yeah, I know. You're like, don't tell him I'm... Hey, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell him I'm back in town.
Well, I hate that you... Now you're like, Mr. Big Mouth over here. Telling a lot of secrets to a lot of people in here.
Nobody knows your fucking real name.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Ask me anything.
Yeah. I was going to ask. Feel like jamming? One song, give people a taste what Coyote in the Moon is like. First, like,
yeah,
not right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Leave them curious.
Yeah.
Build up some suspense. They want to hear some good music.
I think I'll just find Coyote in the Moon and their rough drafts on fucking SoundCloud.
Well, is your solo name Coyote in the Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We went on all those fucking... I was always a plus one.
Yeah. Always to any show that I played.
Yeah, those Moab fucking out in fucking...
I was... They showed this one area of Luna Mesa.
Luna Park Mesa.
We're watching a fucking movie about how weird it is to walk around in a spacesuit on Earth. Because it looks so weird. And one of the areas was Luna Mesa, and I was like, oh, that's, like, right near Goblin Valley, man. Like, right near the cross of Goblin Valley. And we've gone on so many adventures around there, like the festivals and stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited for Will to come out and fucking reunite and fucking go camping out in Moab again.
Yeah, he's good, man.
Will, was he was a firefighter, or was he? Because I know a few different Wills. Okay.
He's a firefighter.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. He was a firefighter, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was a good man to have out there.
I'm going down there for that weekend before 420.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm just going, so I think it'll be cool. I think there might be a lot of bands going down there for that.
Down where?
It's like Moab during the weekend before 420.
Oh,
yeah. He's going
Like 416 to 418.
I have Les Miserables on the 19th. I'm gonna go see the Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Which one is
the fucking play?
Yeah, but what version is doing it?
It's at the Halley's Opera House.
Dude, I wanna go to see some opera or like some fucking real
orchestra. We should go to a symphony on mushrooms.
Yeah, symphony. Yeah,
like I love symphonies. I used to work
for the Utah State Symphony though.
Yes, dude. I used to work for Arctics, right?
Arctics.
Yeah, and they ran the ticket booths for Capitol Theater, Rose Wagner, and Abravanel Hall.
Wow.
I saw George Carlin
at
Abravanel Hall. I was working. I ended up there stoned. Wow. Like, while I was working selling tickets, and I could not stop laughing so much. My boss was like, why don't you just go watch this show?
I played at Abravanel Hall once. Yep. We had a really good symphonic orchestra at East High School that year.
That's dope, dude. But either way, I used to, because I used to get free tickets all the time.
Yeah.
I would go there, like, on my non-work days on mushrooms and fucking just sit there in the top tiers and, like, close my eyes and listen to fucking crazy orchestras, like, while I was on mushrooms.
Yeah, like, they would go on a school trip.
It was dope. It was really cool.
Go like a school trip and everyone else would be bummed out, and I'd be like, "This is so nice."
I had a problem like that. Dude. I microdosed some mushrooms one morning, and my boss had he like came by and he's like, "Get back to work," because I was just like, I stopped and I was just like watching like this hockey team practice and just like watching the puck go back and forth. Like, why don't I play hockey? This looks so much like so fun.
Can you skate?
Sliding around on ice.
It's like,
yeah, I can skate.
Violent sports.
I haven't skated on ice. It's been a long time, yeah, but yeah.
I don't know if I could like play hockey or anything like that.
I would try. I would try.
I think that lacrosse is way more fun than hockey, and you don't need to practice for so long.
We should have a month where we just go all out, like try all the sports, or like make each month like we're trying. We go hard as we can on the paint, playing basketball.
Oh yeah, I'll play next basketball month, like, and lacrosse with you guys, but all those other sports are lame. Or soccer.
We'll go down the
soccer
list. I want to play kickball.
Yeah, I don't know about all of those sports. Let me know when you get down to lacrosse.
Dodgeball, too.
Handball's my shit.
You been in jail enough?
Nah, dude, like,
I'm kidding.
You know what we could do?
Creative ass games.
We could
handball style, but
we could put three goals in a triangle formation on a field, and then we could do, instead of having teams, it's like we have to try to score into each other's goals. Right, and the person with the, so it goes in a ranking system for who wins and loses.
Oh man, you need to keep track of that shit.
Exactly, it wouldn't be that hard. And then it's like, so it's like 21 of lacrosse. You're doing lacrosse or soccer.
I miss capture the flag.
Dude, that was the shit.
Dude,
I miss PE, dude. The teachers
you guys
always had
know,
the
have you ever heard of
007?
I could school anyone at basketball here. I could school you at basketball.
Probably, dude. I don't play basketball.
I don't know, dude. Yeah,
I'm tall, man. And I used to play back in the day, man.
I got moves.
No, he doesn't.
I do have moves. I have ball control. I have really good ball control.
I believe that. When
I can do crazy shit.
Let's film it and just post it.
we'll film it.
We're gonna add that. So we have this on recording. We're gonna play, and
we're gonna film that shit.
We're not going to have a fucking...
I do a lot of trick dribbling, and that's how I get you.
Tom Segura moment, though. No, none of that.
I do a lot of dribbling.
This goes out to Tom Segura, too. Tom, you're a great man.
Tom, we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
I went to Pennsylvania, and I saw this guy doing some really wicked fake-outs, and I was taking notes. So I've been working on it. And so I got the ball control through the legs and stuff. I also have fake-outs. I'm going to go over there, but I come over here. It's like, when do I stop with the trick dribbling?
You should see this guy. He looks like a Lego character right now. Ask me another question.
Ask you another question.
The weirdest one that you can think of.
All right. I asked someone at the zoo today this question. What's your favorite animal?
Okay. Wow. Man, I have a lot of
dude. There
animals.
Are a lot of my. I thought about it today.
My favorite too. Animal. Oh, my favorite fine. Animal is an octopus.
Oh yeah, they're pretty fucking intelligent creatures.
My second would be a dolphin.
Oh yeah, dude. I
my
love
third
dolphins.
Would be a jellyfish.
Kid was like my favorite.
Favorite is my favorite's a bugbear.
Which is weird because I'm a raven.
A bugbear.
Raven.
Dragons.
You mean a fucking what are they called? Water bear?
No, bugbear from Dungeons and Dragons.
Dude. You cocksucker.
A man bear pig.
If we're going to choose mythical creatures,
I choose
man bear pig as well.
I really, yesterday
Trey
at the
Parker,
zoo.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone, thank you. Everything you do is genius if you ever hear this podcast, which is totally unlikely. But Matt, Trey Parker, genius. And your team, genius. Everything genius.
Genius. Yeah, I kind of go, yeah. I went and saw the otters at the zoo yesterday, and I was like, I really like otters, man. Because he was, like, doing little tricks for me, like, bouncing off the glass. And he kept, I was like, I had to leave. But, he kept coming up to the glass, seeing if I was still there. I'm like, oh, all right, buddy, but I got to go. I love you. That's why I want to go do volunteer work at the zoo, man. I want to get in touch with some animals.
Oh man, you might get too close. My stepdad was a veterinarian, and he might get eaten by the polar bear. Yeah, dude, polar bears are the most man-eating bears of all bears.
Yeah,
like Of all bears. You could probably survive a grizzly bear because they don't necessarily want to eat you more than a fucking polar bear would, like, really want to eat you.
I mean,
like, they'd be like, oh, yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. I have to remember that moment in Life and Pi when he wants to feed the lion. His dad comes in. He's not your friend.
No, it's the tiger. And actually, the tiger is him.
You know what the most badass animals are, though? The ones that, they have trouble breeding because they're too aggressive. So they're too much of, like, badasses that they can't mate with each other, so they're going endangered. Like the wolverines, like, they try to have sex, but then they end up killing each other.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, it is. Like, they get too aggressive. When they're in the heat of the moment. I'm telling you, it's true. It's a fact.
Wow.
That, like, there's people that are trying to learn, teach them how to be more gentle and stuff in controlled environments.
It's unfortunate that you get... Okay, we're going to get a bunch of comments on this. It's like, that is not fact.
Yeah, please leave some messages.
Go ahead. That's Clark.
Please. I mean,
Che.
They have the 6-inch razor-sharp fingers, claws, and they're super-duper paranoid. Crazy ass fucking animals.
Ask me another one.
Okay.
or why I like octopus.
Yeah, let's
get
back
to be my spirit animal, though.
Fucking octopus, dude. Yeah, dude, why do you love octopus?
Personally, I think they are the smartest thing in the ocean, which is probably the oldest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
As far as that evolutionary.
They can move like no other species.
Well, when I was younger, they said that octopi and squids and everything were colorblind, but as far as their nervous system and chromatophores are concerned, they observe various emissions of light. And that's sensory to their tentacles or anything, you know, within their nervous system, because they have a separation of brain in so many areas. They basically, on a cellular level, perceive light, like tons of eyes, but more so towards the sensitivity of a certain frequency.
Like the sun? Is that why they stay,
what
like,
do you mean
really
like
deep?
The sun?
Like, what kind of sensitivities do they have?
Like, sunlight is white light, right? Mm-hmm. And you get the color spectrum.
Okay.
Right, like what you as a human being can see as far as color.
Right.
Right. And each color has its own frequency pattern in that.
Okay.
In that.
Wait, you said they're colorblind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Supposedly. But like, what is... So like, then you get down to like, what is color perception?
Right.
You know, because color perception is a frequency based upon... the ability of whatever, like, right, your eyes are basically exposed nerve cells.
Mm-hmm.
They perceive light,
yes.
and they perceive dark and light, which are, I think, are the cones, and then they interpret various light frequencies between red, blue, and green in light frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the rods.
Rod.
Okay. Yeah, so cones and rods. So,
okay.
So they determine, like, what you can see and pick, like, when I was a little kid, I wanted to know, can you see color in dark?
Yeah, right? I can. When I close my eyes, I see...
Yeah, but like those so
for a minute,
like,
but it's like from the light after I just turn off the light, you know.
Yeah, and that's more interesting because, when you're in a sensory deprivation tank,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all of those synapses are kind of shut off, like heaviness of body, temperature, texture, auditory, vision. Like when you're shut off and your mind starts manufacturing things, like even so, like with, you know, like just rubbing your eyes and closing them. Light interpretation on physical matter, all those kinds of things, man, are definitely inputted, and there's a physicality to them. It's really weird. right? Like, think of this. Think about how bizarre this is. You're a blind cavefish, right?
Right.
But you can see auditorily.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if this garage, with all of its pigments and all of its things in it, were just ricochets off a cave wall.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you see various colors, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They're absorbed into the light. Like, into
the... Uh-huh. And like, where does that sound go? Where does it travel? Well, dude, it obviously travels right from its...
Yeah, but, like, check this out, man. The weirdest thing, you shine a light at a cat's eyes or a dog's eyes, you can see the back part of the eye. You do that to a human, their pupils take every bit of it.
Yeah.
There's no reflection off that.
Yeah.
Like, the pupils of a human are like black holes. They just eat it.
Yeah.
I've never had one of these before.
How many of those do you
drink in there?
What? I have one more after this. I got them for me. Yeah, this is... Oh, yeah, okay.
Dang.
No.
Then give me that one.
It's a banger.
I've never had one of these before. What? I never have. No, I bought it for me.
You're free for that last one in there.
Thank you, Gage.
You're welcome, Brett and Raven.
I guess the first.
Yeah. Back to octopuses.
Octopus. Yeah.
The reason I say that is because their skin perceives things, I think. That interprets around the body fast enough. Like, it's an animal more sophisticated than any chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
A chameleon has to, like, go in the mood.
If you put a horse in the ocean against an octopus, it's like... Okay, that's a weird comparison, but I'm just saying, like, think about the advantage an octopus has over, like, its other sea creatures.
Yeah, but no, an octopus perceives future threats.
Okay, yeah, that's what
an
makes
octopus
it
will build an area for itself. And not only that, but, like, they've done weird studies of ecstasy on fucking octopuses.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, dude. And they, like, when they're on ecstasy, they want to hang out. When they're not, they just would rather play with...
They, like, group up with other octopuses?
Yeah, they do.
Roll dice,
which is weird. No, they group up with other octopuses, but they're so individual creatures. You know, and, like, living in a vast ocean, various pressures.
It's like, I want to go see,
like,
other...
all of the differences.
They go on a like a fucking tour or something or whatever.
Human beings,
I would love to see those studies on ecstasy.
This is why it's so important. Is there's differences. Human beings had the ability of oxygen to allow for fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fire is the thing that totally helped us.
Right? 100%, yeah.
But then you have other evolutions of intelligence, such as killer whales and their ability to be so emotively connected, because they don't have countries, border lines. They swim in family pods. They can go anywhere in the world. 70% of the world is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They hunt, they live, they communicate, they don't have to build shelters, they don't need highways, they don't need grocery stores, they don't need the evolution of those types of things, because their evolutionary base has been already still self-contained. The outside world may flood it full of shit and make it very inconvenient, you know, but, like, as far as what the creature is capable of doing, you know, and also having intelligence, great intelligence, handing down family intelligence, individual names, having one hemisphere of the brain fucking active at all times, because they're essentially dolphins, but they're the biggest porpoises.
Right.
They're not even whales. Killer whales. And whales especially. The same thing. And octopi. You know, these creatures have never had to alter their surroundings, but the only creature that we really know that does alter its surroundings is a fucking octopus. builds shelters and holds itself into fucking, like, coconut shells to wander across, to look like other things.
Yeah, I've seen that, dude.
And to be able to interpret its world, to study its world, and especially escape things while in captivity, because it's not seen as, like, they think they can put it in a tank and it's just a sea creature. It's like, nah, dude, I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah.
I have critical thinking. Yeah. I have critical thinking. You know, and yeah. it's very self-centered for human beings to be like claiming the high pinnacle.
Yeah, no, like, I was just thinking that. It's like,
you know, like, I'm the most intelligent creature on the planet. Bullshit.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like,
you're the most obstinate. You're the one who alters a lot of things. Like, yeah, we have, like, a lot of cool shit. Especially this. Like, right now, recording this shit.
Right now.
Like, yeah.
Can you imagine if Octopus were recording a podcast
about
humans under right now? Like,
down into the sea. Yeah, but, like,
No, but, yeah, they were also, like, that's how I kind of, like, just thinking
there's
about it.
There's cephalopods. Like, do you know what a cephalopod is? You know, just, you know, like, the next thing closest, like, to them is?
Fucking what?
Do you know the next closest organism to a fucking octopus or squid? It's a slug and a snail.
A snail. Okay, I was going to think.
There's cephalopods.
I'm picking up that alley.
Yeah. So you have, like, the world's most intelligent slug.
What about seed
fucking
organs?
Move around.
Urchins?
Like,
seed
little
organs.
What do you mean?
Have you ever seen, you know what a seed organ is?
Like a sponge?
No, they're like...
They're like little wieners?
Like hearts, kind of, and like with valves and stuff pumping through them. They're actually like...
Well, coral... The cool thing about coral is plant and animal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a multi-system of various things, like the chlorophyll fills the inside of coral, and it makes little tiny animals that live in it that build these shells around it, you know, and they gain energy off of it too.
Right.
But then when bleaching happens, they spew out all of their chlorophyll and the major host dies, and they all die, like little polyps. It's the ocean world is like the surface world, but like shrimp and crabs are bugs. Coral is like plants, like fungus.
Yeah. Right?
And it shares biomes. You know, it's fucking weird. The ocean is like the most fascinating and most terrifying thing in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, dude,
I'm
screwed.
I am
grown up
terrified
of
the ocean.
I've had a couple times just as a young kid where I felt the punch of, like, certain waves where I just wasn't in the right place, right time. Just, like, getting in the
ocean jarred.
It jarred me a few times, dude, and almost I felt like I was drowning a couple times, you know, skimboarding.
And it doesn't give a fuck. It doesn't
body surfing.
It doesn't, like, it's not going to let up or anything. There's no turn off the ride.
It's just like, I'm coming in hot, dude. Or cold.
I'm the ocean.
I'm the ocean. It's like, this is the way the water's flowing.
I found a site that says, human DNA is in, like, tons of animals.
Well, you share 50% of the same DNA as a banana.
Yeah, it's
so
a banana.
Do I. Yeah.
It says 60%.
Yeah.
61% with fruit flies.
Yeah.
80% with cows.
Yeah.
Maybe it is like the flower of life where it starts out simple and then it evolves out in every
direction.
Well,
no,
the same,
but you gotta, like, this is the weird thing. When I say I, that's so funny, right? Because actually, like, all the brain cells, nervous systems, all of those bacteria, even the cells themselves, are individual lives. Individual lives connecting information that build a body that consumes things and has its own perception outside of the other body. You know, like, it's like interwoven things.
Yeah.
And you come with a name.
Yeah, going to the zoo has really, like, opened that up for me in a way. I was just like, wow, look at all these animals, different fucking names, different fucking DNA, just like, and it's a zoo, and it's just all, like, a show. And, like,
well, no, what I'm saying is, like, all of your skin cells, even your face, your eyes, like, they're actually individual organisms that make up the body that you call.
Yeah, I'm not, like, calling out zoos right now. I'm just saying, like,
Yeah, it's very interesting to just like go like see some wildlife, all like different breeds of animals just all together in one place, and like
I wonder if
birds like, fly into the zoo because it's like they just want to hang out there in the trees, and like there's just lions that just come out and like and then you're like, all right, cool, you look at the rhinos and the elephants, and oh, look at the monkeys fucking throwing shit at the windows. I don't know, yeah. Makes me want to get into like some environmental research and like.
I just like reading about it.
Yeah, I like reading about it. I want to be like out there, like.
In the Congo.
My long lost dream is to be a scientist.
I wanted to be a scientist and an explorer. Yeah. But I am in my own way. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
I couldn't.
I imagine a lot of things. And I read about a lot of things.
Yeah, I like reading.
Most of you guys are my experiments.
Is it cool to go to like Ireland or something? Ireland's tight.
Yeah, I want to go to. I want to explore my family ties. Go to those places.
What places?
I know I have, like, Dutch in me, and, I gotta look back at my family history book, and
I just want
Dutch, British.
I wanna go everywhere. I wanna be, you know what I wanna do? Man, I wish I could have a pirate ship, and I could fucking just go around the Caribbean for a year.
Mm-hmm. Dude, we would have a baller-ass pirate ship in this fucking... If we got our hands on some gold, man, I would just
invest
in a pirate ship.
I would rather like visit places and help them out, like go to places and try their food
we're pirates.
Yeah, like we basically sail in, we help them like fix their shit, and they feed us like the most dope food, and they teach us like all about their ways, and then we sail and we go help someone else.
Yeah. That would be sick.
Go reverse pirate. Out. You know, you're just like, what do you need?
I like
man.
That idea. That's fucking sick. Yeah. Just put it on that to do list, that bucket list.
Yeah, dude. And then you just basically sail around the fucking Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we come in peace. We're here to help. What are you doing out there sailing around our ships?
You got Captain Phillips?
Nah, dude, they don't. We're not going to Africa. Not that, like, we wouldn't. But, like, I want to go.
You could go take over.
I want to go to
evil people's ship, some corporate person's ship. Our ship, no.
Dude, yeah. No, dude, no. We'll get paid by them to, like, pretend like we are.
Brand Blackbeard stomping grounds. We should go.
We'll be like, we're being, like, dude, Disney would be all over that. They'd be like, there's a pirate ship.
We're getting paid for this. Yeah. And they're like, but we'd be totally non-profit. We're not those kind of pirates.
Yeah, but no, we would like help people with the ship that was doing some evil shit. Now it's doing good.
We'd just make people happy.
Yeah. Gonna be too known. Maybe the FBI would get in on, be like, we want you to fucking go to this place and
what's the fuck? No. What the fuck? That turned. You're like, maybe the FBI. Oh, yeah, like, no, now they're listening because I've said it, you've said it,